Happy New Year. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. When we review a year just passed, it's a tradition to round up the year's most important advances in science. But any such list may miss a subtlety. Many ideas that change the world do not spring from one flash of discovery. NPR's Richard Harris reports that our understanding of nature and our technology often evolve.
Chances are list makers will choose the discovery of the Higgs boson as the most important discovery of 2012. The Higgs is a long-sought building block of the universe. It finally put in an appearance at an accelerator in Europe. But Sam Arbisman, a scientist and mathematician at the Kauffman Foundation, says the discovery doesn't seem to be revolutionary.
There are certainly a number of physicists who are actually a little disappointed. They were kind of hoping to find something a little bit different than what all the models predicted.
Instead, they got a discovery that mostly assures them the universe works pretty well the way they thought it did. So big news doesn't necessarily change the way we look at the world. Arbisman and science historian Patrick McCrae took a few minutes recently to talk about the nature of discoveries in science and technology. Their clean audio connections are, fittingly enough, courtesy of a recently invented iPhone app. McCrae at the University of California, Santa Barbara, says revolutionary discoveries don't necessarily announce themselves when they happen. Consider this story.
In 1988, two scientists, a Frenchman and a German, discovered a basic physics phenomenon known as giant magnetoresistance.
The discovery seems so arcane, it didn't make a splash like the Higgs boson. But as it turns out, this phenomenon provided an extraordinarily powerful new way to get data on and off a magnetic disk.
And became the basis for multi-billion-dollar market in computer hard drives.
A technology revolution, and eventually a Nobel Prize for the scientists. But Sam Arbisman says even this story distorts how science often progresses.
It's not necessarily true that we need to find these singular big discoveries, because the truth is the way we make discoveries is oftentimes based on the accumulation of a lot of smaller insights and smaller ideas and discoveries. And oftentimes, in the aggregate, those kinds of things, the things that we expect or the things that we don't expect, are often what drive science.
One classic example of this is the observation that the Earth's surface is always rearranging itself as continental plates drift around the globe. Patrick McCrae says this theory, now called plate tectonics, was proposed in 1912.
But it took decades for enough evidence to be accumulated to support the theory and also for scientists to come around to the idea that the continents were moving.
That's now an indispensable way of understanding many things about our world, not just about what drives earthquakes, but how animal species came to be distributed around the planet. Arbisman says this kind of slow burn happens more often than you might think.
I think the laser, initially, actually, in terms of technology, was one of these great examples where it was a really cool thing, but I think no one had any idea what it could be used for, and now it's ubiquitous.
There's a lesson in that for Arbisman. It's not so easy to figure out what fields of science to fund in order to get breakthroughs in return.
The truth is, we don't really have a good track record at predicting which ones are going to be relevant in the long term, and we want to make sure that we support the creation of knowledge, and to do that, we have to really make sure that we support everything all across the board.
That means, of course, most of the time we will be supporting research that may fill in facts around the edges, but won't be revolutionary. For Patrick McCrae, one of the most notable trends in science this year wasn't a discovery at all. It has to do with how much the public accepts what scientists tell them.
Debates over climate change, evolution, whether vaccines cause autism, things like that, all are part of a larger debate about the role and place of experts in American society.
McCrae says Americans still accept that science is a way to learn truths, but people are less likely to trust scientists as objective experts.
And I think it's certainly something that a decade from now we might look back upon and find quite curious and indeed quite serious.
That trend affects how we make use of the discoveries that flow from science, so it also matters a lot. Richard Harris, NPR News.